The month of Nisan entails, takes with it a number of different customs, such as regarding Tachan and the saying of the Nasi, and we'll review those customs in today's lesson. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin Amud Bei states that the month of Nisan, or Rish Chodesh Nisan, took 10 different presents, as it says in Lashon of the Gemara. It took 10 crowns. One crown is that it's the first for Maisa Bereshis, according to the opinion that the world was created in Nisan. It's the first for the Nasiim, the first for the Kahuna, the first for Avodah in the Mishkan, the first for the coming down of the fire to eat the Karbanis, the first of the eating of the Karbanis on the Mizbeach, the first for the Shechina, residing by Klal Yisrael by the Mishkan, and the first for blessing the Jewish people with Birchas Koyanim, and the first for the Isser of the Bamis, and the first of the month, as Nisan is the first month in the Jewish calendar. So these are the 10 things stated regarding the greatness of the month of Nisan. The Shlach HaKadosh writes that, in fact, the month of Nisan is a special month, as each day of this month is considered similar to Chol HaMoed. So it's considered like a very Yomtiv Dikah month. Due to this, there are a number of changes regarding the prayers in this month. The minhag of Klal Yisrael is that throughout the entire month of Nisan, meaning starting from Matzi Shabbos and onwards, we do not say Tachanun until after the month of Iyar enters. This includes that we omit Tachanun v'hurachim on Mondays and Thursdays, we exclude El Keler Chapayim that's said on Mondays and Thursdays before Kriyas HaTorah. We don't say Lam Natseach between Ashrei Nuvalotzi, and we don't say Tefillah LaDavid. And in essence, it follows all the order that we normally follow when we skip saying Tachanun on a regular day. Likewise, on all the Shabbosim of this month, of Nisan, we do not say Avarachamim, but before Musaf, and we do not say Tidkos HaTzedek by Mincha Shemina Esrei of Shabbos. Visiting a cemetery. Regarding visiting a cemetery, so it is an old custom not to do so during the month of Nisan, to such a point that if someone has a yard site within the month of Nisan for a relative, such as a parent, then they should go to the kever on Erev Rish Chodesh Nisan, as opposed to in the month of Nisan itself. It is written, though, in later sources, such as the Gesher HaChaim, in volume 1, page 259, that in later generations, the custom has become to be lenient to visit, even in the month of Nisan itself. And it is recorded regarding Kivrei Tzadikim, that one can be lenient to visit Kivrei Tzadikim in the month of Nisan, such as to go to the Oil of the Rebbe, and as the Rebbe himself was accustomed to visit the Tzion of the Rebbe Rayatz in the month of Nisan on various occasions, such as on Beis Nisan and the like. Regarding fasting in the month of Nisan, so it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch in 429.9, the Alter Rebbe records that it's forbidden to fast in the month of Nisan, whether a Tainus Yachid or a Tainus Tzibur. However, this only applies to a someone who wants to take upon himself a new fast. However, a chassan and a kala, which is accustomed to fast on the day of their wedding, then they are obligated to fast even if they are getting married in the month of Nisan. And in fact, there's a leniency or a stringency regarding the month of Nisan that even on Rish Chodesh Nisan, that a chassan and kala normally don't fast if they're getting married on Rish Chodesh Nisan, on a regular Rish Chodesh, in the month of Nisan, they're obligated to fast even on Rish Chodesh Nisan. And the reason is because it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch chapter 570, that it used to be that the month of Nisan, the Rish Chodesh Nisan, was a fast day due to that is the day that Nadav and Avihu passed away, as is recorded in the Pasuk, that they passed away on the day of the inauguration. However, on Isru Chag, which is the day after Yontif in Eretz Yisrael and in the diaspora, it is forbidden in Adin for a Chassan and Kal to fast on that day, as is always the law regarding Isru Chag. So, in conclusion, a Chassan and Kala are to fast in the month of Nisan, with exception to the day of Isru Chag. What is the reason behind all of these festive laws that we omit Tachanun and that we don't establish fast during this month? So the reason is because that this month is considered like an almost entirely holiday month. And the reason is because most of the days are days of holiday. We have 7 to 8 days of Pesach, of holiday, and each day that a carbon was brought was considered a holiday for the person who brought it. Now, in the month of Nisan, each one of the leaders of the tribes brought a carbon from the 1st of Nisan until the 12th of Nisan. Thus, the first 12 days of Nisan are also a holiday. The 14th of Nisan, all Klal Yisrael brought the carbon Pesach, and hence we have majority of the month as a month of celebration and festivity, and we therefore are accustomed to treat the entire month as a month of holiday, and we don't say Tachanun. The reading of the Nasi. It's a custom, as is brought down from the Shlach Kaddish recorded in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in chapter 4:29:15, that starting from the first of Nisan, which is this Shabbos, we begin saying the daily Nasi until the 13th day. On the first day of Nisan, we begin to read Vayhi B'yayin Kalos Meisha from Parshas Nasi, and each day onwards we read the Nasi of that day, and on the 13th day we read the verses of Zayis Chanukas HaMizbeach. It used to be that it wasn't the Chabad custom to recite the Yehi Ratzins that appear after the daily reading of the Nasi, but the Rebbe encouraged later in this generation that each person should say it, as saying it gives a person an extra hashpah, an extra spiritual assistance in serving Hashem. And the Rebbe explained as follows, that every single Nasi of a Shevet, when they brought a Karban, they actually affected the spiritual level of their tribe. And every single Jew today, even if he belongs to one specific tribe, has an incorporated soul that has sparks of other tribes. And therefore, when we say the Yehi Ratzin, we are actually assisting and bringing extra spiritual help towards the spark of every Jew's soul that relates to the Nasi, to the tribe of that day. And that is the reason why the Rebbe Rashab stated that even a Levite or a Kohen are to say the Nasi each day, even though they do not belong to that tribe, as they know that they are a Levi or a Kohen. Some are accustomed to read the Nasi from a Sefer Torah. This is not our custom to do so. Regarding when the Nasi is to be read, so the Rebbe Rayatz would read it after davening before Tehillim, but the custom of the Rebbe, as was seen, was to read it immediately after Tehillim.